for now, our task at hand is reaching the point on a Friday where we wonder if this thing is on. Is what we see, what we hear, what we read, the same as some of these knuckleheads in the world of sports hear the same thing. It's called the Tool Shed. And as always, before we roll out this week's nominees, we enter our landlord to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's start with Dallas Cowboy Vice President Stephen Jones. Yeah, when you have the same last name, you realize his dad owns the team, because if not, no one would ever ask him anything related to, well, anything. The value of being born on third and thinking you tripled. So Dopey the Son was on a really desperate and clueless radio station, 103.5 in Dallas, because why would anyone hosting a show like this care what this silver spoon punk has to say? And he commented on Troy Aikman's game analysis that the Cowboy offense was not creative, and if you watch them during the loss to the Panthers, spot on. But Jones laughably referred to the Hall of Fame quarterback who played such a crucial role in the only successful era of his family's ownership as an armchair quarterback. And my question, why does it seem billionaire white people have become so tone deaf? It's a legitimate question. Next up, Paul Allen, John Schneider, and the Seattle Seahawks. You know, another major league franchise with a zero tolerance policy about breaking the law until, you know, they need to fill a hole in a roster. Don't get me wrong, signing and bringing in linebacker Michael Kendricks is not in the awful vicinity of, say, you know, a woman beater like Joe Mixon or a child abuser like Adrian Peterson. But it does give cause to pause. He's already admitted to being guilty of insider trading. And, you know, in our judicial system, that's viewed much worse than killing unarmed minorities or being a sexual predator. And according to federal guidelines, he could be sentenced to from 30 to 37 months in prison. Now, Kendricks is a good player and key contributor to the defense that helped the Eagles win the Super Bowl. He left for the Browns, and even that failure of a franchise cut him. Just a really odd circumstance. Perhaps Paul Allen needs a new financial advisor? Let's move to college football analyst Danny Cannell. So obviously all week, the primary focus among decent people has been on Hurricane Florence, which has hammered the Carolinas. The thing looked like something out of a science fiction horror film from the space satellites, often referred to as a monster. Would FEMA be prepared to aid the people impacted? Was the word getting out properly and quickly enough to evacuate, leave, be safe? That if you stayed behind and ignored the warnings, you pretty much are going to be on your own. But Cannell decided, upon hearing some games were getting postponed, to go on Twitter and look like a moron, tweeting, I quote, "Hate these games being canceled due to hurricane. Couldn't they have waited another day or two to see the impact, if any at all?" On cue, obviously, Ding Dong was crushed on the social media platform for putting the possibility of playing a football game over the safety of millions of citizens. And as they say, the tweet did not age well. Four deaths already reported, including a mom and her baby. It's like, yeah, nice priorities, genius. And finally, the Twitter account that goes by at Knowingly Fair. Turns out should be retitled at Knowingly Disgusting. We all know the story of our friend Brenda Tracy, who survived a gang rape at Oregon State 20 years ago, struggled mightily to overcome this horrific trauma, and is now a major advocate traveling the country with her magnificent Set the Expectation program. She's getting college coaches and players to be the voices to do all that's possible to halt this epidemic of sexual crime on campus. Well, she got this tweet after visiting Michigan last week. It said, "I read your story of your rape. In my opinion, I do not believe you. Something is off, and I cannot put my finger on it. What is your supposed situation?" And I went, "Wait, what? That's not up for debate." There were confessions, convictions. The story this idiot references is not disputed. And by the way, you wonder why there are still defenders at Baylor, Michigan State, Penn State, where these atrocities took place and are allowed to happen with minimal punishment. Victim blaming, doubting documented facts. That's just incredibly sleazy. So I think I have to go with and the problem with this Twitter account, it's kind of an egg. There's no picture. There's no website. The 128 followers. There's no accountability. But I think that's worthy of induction into the Crunch Time tool shed. And with that, what do you say we call back our proprietor and close the Crunch Time tool shed?
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.